Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. I was born and brought up in Westcliff-on-Sea in Essex, which is on the Thames estuary. As a boy, I loved exploring the coast, which is well known for its generous expanses of mud. At low tide, it's possible to walk out for more than a mile from the shore. However, you have to be careful. In places, the mud is of such a fine quality that you can easily sink into it. And I remember being told gory stories of people who got caught in the mud when the tide turned, with disastrous consequences. The psalmist reflects on his own life and recognises that he has once been totally stuck. It was just like being stuck in the mud. He'd been in a hopeless situation, but he'd cried out to God, who'd reached out to him and lifted him to a place of solid ground. What a relief. There are some predicaments in life for which no human remedy will work. However hard we try, we'll sink back into the mud. We need to cry out to God and have the humility to let him reach down and rescue us. The rescue is vitally important, but it's not the end of the process. God rescues us so that we can live securely and serve him confidently. He enables us by his Spirit to live a completely new life. The last thing we want to do is to get stuck in the mud all over again. So let me ask you a crucial question. Have you had the experience of God rescuing you? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you reach out to us when we get badly stuck in life. Thank you that you're able to set our feet on solid ground and give our lives a new meaning and purpose. Amen. I'm so glad that you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Hope you have a really great day today.